Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them, cause they hate it, baby, huh? Living your best life, doing what it is that you do, huh? What y'all out there doing? Oh my God, I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise and just shining on them because they hate it, baby. I know you are. Now listen, let Baba tell you why I know that you are out there being thorough and wise. First of all right, because God made you that way. All right, and this is Just a Touch of Jay, baby. Y'all know I always put them pieces out there for you. God made you real thorough and wise. So shout out to you, God, for making all of us thorough and wise. Yes. And what is the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise? I mean, come on now, okay? Because y'all are out there listening to me, okay? And you got to be thorough. And you got to be wise if you are out there listening to me, baby. Because this is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all know I put that thing out there in pieces for you. So, look, what's cracking with my babies? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I forgot something. Listen. What is it that I have to say? What's like the third thing that I say to y'all? Oh, my gosh. I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, y'all. Stand with me on three. All right, you ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too, baby. Yeah. So look, let me explain something real quick. If you are just coming over to the Just a Touch of Jay whole experience, the podcast, you know, the radio show, all that stuff, okay? Everything I got going on. If you are coming over and you like, wait a minute, what's going on with this whole high hater thing? Why she, you know, giving the haters love and stuff? Now listen, hate is love backwards, okay? When somebody is throwing a little hate out there, it's acknowledgement, baby. All right, look, this is Just a Touch of Jay. Let me put these pieces out there for you. It's acknowledgement, okay? Haters have to acknowledge some type of way. And they don't know how to show the love, so they show the hate. Okay, so what happens is, you know, you got this little light on the inside of you, like me. I got this little light on the inside of me that shines bright like a diamond, okay? Yes, shout out to you, Rihanna, if you listening. Shines bright like a diamond. All right, so look, it's on the inside, right? And what happens is, when the haters come around, okay, they come around a lot of times because God is kind of like bringing them to you, okay? And it's like this light, you know, it's the illuminating. It's just all over the place. And they like, wait a minute, what he over there doing? What's she over there doing? Somebody over there shining on them, right? And because they hate it, baby, they come over. Y'all getting this? They come over like, wait a minute, what's going on over here? You know, like when somebody try to be nosy and they got to look to the side, to the left, to the right, you know, to see what it is that you do, Okay, so they come over, wait a minute, somebody shine on, what she got going on, what he got going on. And you know, God is doing this thing. He's preparing a table in the presence of, you know, the enemies, my enemies, your enemies. You know, because they got to watch you eat. They got to get this blessing. So he like lures them in, you know, anoints your head with oil, your cups running over, all this good stuff is happening. He lures them in because they like, wait a minute, they won't be knowing what's going on. And they wind up getting blessed by the message. You understand what I'm saying? So you always supposed to congratulate them. Hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes. Y'all need this work too. So they come over and they get blessed. All right. So look, this is Just a Touch of Jay. I just wanted to put them pieces out there for you. Now listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. I can't stand when I got to drop a dime on y'all. But it's going to help somebody, okay? I got a word, all right? Now look, before I even get there, have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Okay, have y'all been doing that? I know y'all have. You want to know why? Because y'all be inboxing me. Just let me know. Just showing the love. Yes, and I love it. So look, this is what's going on over there. Mama been dropping a dime on you with a little bit of the music. Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yeah. So look, usually on Fridays, you know, sometimes I drop a dime on y'all. I take the song of the week. I do what it is that I do, to it. And I'll put it out there for y'all in pieces. I'll put it behind my food stuff. I'll put it behind my fitness stuff. I'll do whatever. But I'll put this music out there in pieces for you. And y'all been liking it. So that's what's going on over at My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. That's one thing. Now, the second thing that's popping over there, that's going on over there, it's my inspirational post. Y'all have been so in love with this inspirational stuff that I got going on. And look, this is just a touch of day, baby. I'm just doing what God tell me to do. So I'm so happy that it's really, really helping you guys. Y'all are like, hit me up. Oh my God, that message was for me. I needed it. Thank you so much. And I'm trying to tell you, look, it's just a touch of Jay. I'm just doing what God tell me to do, okay? So, look, I'm glad that y'all like that, okay? And we got some other stuff coming along, too, that's going to be over on My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram. So, thank you for your support and your love. And everybody that's up in my stories, oh, my God, y'all got my stories popping. Y'all be killing me with the blue checks. Y'all are just so thrilled and so wise. Oh, my gosh, and look, I got to give a shout-out to Robert Cavalli, okay? Roberto Cavalli's son. He is amazing. Okay, so look, he be designing Diddy's clothes and all that. Everything, child. He ordered. All right, so look, I hit him up. Nice. He's so amazing. You know, because sometimes he's sharing my little stuff, whatever. I hit him up and I said, I was trying to get some of his stuff off his website and it was down. He hit me back. He was like, Jillian, you know, don't worry about it. You know, that website is up now. Let me know if you need some help. You know, and I just wanted to say to you, boo, thank you. You are so thorough and so wise. I can't wait till I get his stuff, his merchandise. He had some amazing face masks, y'all. Y'all gonna see these pieces. These pieces are just so amazing. So waiting for that stuff to come. And when it comes, okay, because you know he's in different country. When they come, I'm going to put it out there in pieces for you. So thank you so much, Robert, for just making sure that everything worked okay for me. And this is just a touch of Jay. I'm just trying to put some stuff out there in pieces for y'all. So look, moving on over to the left, Y'all know what I got to talk to y'all about. Making love in V's kitchen. Yes. So look, Mama been dropping a little dime on y'all with that. You know, because I try not to give y'all too much, just a touch of J. It's a lot going on. I can't give y'all too much. All right? So, look. Dropped a couple recipes out there for y'all. Okay, sweet potato brownie. Boom. You got that. Okay, you got the Sauvignon Blanc. You know, the peppers. Boom. You got that. You got a couple other things that I slid out there. Okay? And this is one thing. The Haters Passion Drink. Because haters hate with a passion. I put that out there for y'all so y'all get the recipe. The recipe's right there. Okay, it's a couple things, you know, that I've been sliding out there for y'all so y'all can get that. We're getting ready to go ahead and I'm going to put out my other drink. Tall glass of chocolate milk. Child, listen. This is just a touch of day. When I start talking about like food and drinks and things that I done made, I just get so turned on. I just get so thrilled. It's so wise. All this stuff just start coming up out of me. Look, y'all. Oh my gosh, I love it. Y'all gonna have to try that out. All right, but also what y'all are gonna get is this sauce. Okay, so look, last night I cooked. Okay, had to cook for the family. All right, they wanted that just such a Jay making love in V's kitchen. So I had to go ahead and drop a dime on, give it to them. But I made a little mahi mahi, a little salmon, you know, some shrimp and things like that. Just a touch of some stuff. And I made my secret sauce, okay? Now, it ain't really like secret, but, you know, it's sterling, it's wise. So I'm giving it to y'all. Y'all gonna get that on the app. Now, I said I was gonna give it to y'all before, but then I was going back and forth because I really didn't know. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna give it that, I don't know. But I have finally decided that you are getting it this week, okay? So tune in. Now, I snuck a video out there on my personal Facebook page, okay? Y'all are going to go ahead and be able to hear the ingredients, okay, in that video. I'm showing me getting ready to cook the food. So if you're listening, you'll get the ingredients and I will put what I use out of those ingredients to make the sauce on the Just a Touch of J app later this week. All right, so look, let's talk about one last thing. The Just a Touch of J app. Y'all got my app popping. First of all, you made the app of the day. Okay, and I'm like, this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all so fellas, so watch. So look, made the app of the day, thorough. Okay, and I'm like, this, okay, let me put something out there, pieces for y'all. So what I've been doing is trying to make sure y'all get consistent content. So we got Jay's Fit Tips that comes out on Monday, right? Tuesday, Inspirational Tuesdays, Wednesdays, kind of some food or something like that. Y'all got podcasts, y'all got Throwback Thursdays, just all type of stuff, all right? So make sure y'all are paying attention to it, because I love my babies. Oh my gosh, I got so much stuff coming to y'all. Y'all gonna be able to put on the little waist shapers, girls and stuff. Y'all gonna be doing the exercise bits. Oh my God, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I got a lot of pieces, all right? So I think we have covered, oh wait, God just dropped it in my spirit. Y'all gotta make sure that y'all go ahead and check out my daughter. Yes, yes, yes. Check out my daughter. My daughter has her own company called Nami Beauty. Yes, makeup. Okay, for all of you people out here that need that. She is the CEO, the manager of her own thing. Yes, girlfriend got her business license and did her little one too. Okay, so you can catch some of her stuff on, all right, you listening, www.ablessinginthestorm.com. All right, ablessinginthestorm.com. Y'all hear my dog barking? They out here doing all this stuff with these little fireworks and stuff, and he going crazy now. So look, if you hear him barking, just don't worry about it. It's Just a Touch of J, baby. I got still put out there in pieces for you, okay? So look, here we go. All right, we have to talk about. Mama gotta drop a dime on y'all. Y'all gotta get this dime. Y'all gotta get this dime. Y'all need this. God laid it on my heart. So let me tell you what's going on. All right. So I decided to do a new program. Okay. Now listen. On last Friday, it was day 100 of my transforming. A renewing of your mind challenge. Okay. Day 100. Today is day 102. Sunday. All right. Now, I said, let me go ahead. I switch it up sometimes. I said, let me switch it up. You know, do what it is that I do. So I switch up my fitness program. I switch up just, you know, everything that I'm doing. What I'm reading, things like that. You know, all that type of stuff. And if you don't know anything about the transforming of the knowing of the mind, okay, challenge. Basically, what it is that we are doing self-love and self-help techniques. Okay, it's not anything that you have to do that's specific. You just have to do something to renew your mind daily. Okay, like Romans 12 in the Bible tells you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind daily. Okay, because we go through stuff daily. You can't do it monthly or weekly or yearly. You know how y'all do that whole, oh, it's my New Year's resolution. No, it needs to be done daily. So that you are refreshed and you got, you know, your mind right. Okay. So I switched up some stuff, you know. So my times are a little different. I'm doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. So I got to the workout part. Okay. Because y'all know I gets down. All right. This is Just a Touch of J. I don't be playing around. I works out, you know, developing a program for y'all called the 400. Okay. So look, I'm doing the whole 400 thing. And when I like to work out, I like to listen to the pastor. And I usually let God, like, you know, just lead me. I'll turn on YouTube, whatever the first one is that pops up. I listen to it. And I just let it just keep on playing, like, on auto. Like, you know, whatever the next one comes, I'm listening to it. So, doing what it is that I do. Guess who come on, y'all? my pastor, Keon Henderson. Shout out to you, Keon! If you listening with your thorough, your wild self, yes, Keon is so thorough, y'all. When God give me Keon, I know I need to hear some business. Y'all need to hear some business, okay? This is just a touch of day. I done gave y'all a lot of podcasts, you know, because of Keon. So I'm listening to it, and guess what Keon talking about? Keon kind of starts touching on the base of prayer and why people's prayers don't get answered. Now, look, this is just a touch of day. I'm like this. I'm like, okay, you know, put that out there, pieces for me, okay. And he was basically, you know, to sum it all up, try to put it in a little small thing real quick. He basically was saying that a lot of times, you know, we go through stuff in life, okay? Like right now, we going through this whole COVID, okay? I keep telling y'all, everybody go through this COVID stuff. Some people don't have a job anymore, okay? Some people have lost some family members. Some people have found out some information about some people. You know, y'all might be in the house a little too much with wifey now or husband now, and now you see that they ain't right. Just a touch of day, baby. Or the kids ain't right because y'all home now. You like, oh my God, I did not know it was like this. You know, it's just, you're just finding out a lot of stuff, you know, in life right now. You know, the world is different. Like, you know, you try to go to the store and get like regular stuff like tissue, like toilet tissue. And they like only one per, you know, person. You like, for toilet tissue? You gotta go to a whole nother store to get some other toilet tissue. You know, you can't even get a lot of milk or whatever it is. The necessities, the things that you need. Okay? So a lot of y'all going through stuff like that. It's just, you go in there and all you see is people with masks on. Or you see people without no mask on. And you know, this is just a touch J. Y'all gotta get the mask and step on y'all pieces. Y'all can't be messing up, okay? For those of y'all out there who ain't wearing them, all right? Now, come on, it's real. But, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. Just a lot of different things. Things are changing. You can't really go out like that. Some of y'all still, you know, you can't go out. They just shut down some states again. You know, all right, people got to be quarantined. CNN, I saw that. They said you came from one of these different states that you got to be quarantined for 2 weeks. Just, it's a lot of stuff going on. Okay? Now, look, follow me. So with the stuff that's going on, y'all are starting to pray. It's a lot of people who ain't never pray or they ain't pray that much, y'all praying now. Y'all like, look, God, please, you know, I need you to help me with this and that. You know, you don't know what's going on. You just look, you don't know if it's a God, it ain't a God, but you like, I just need something. The universe, something out there to help me because I'm going through. You know, whatever your religious background is, you just feel like, look, you praying to something that you know is greater than you. All right, now look, this is just a touch of day, baby. Y'all out there praying, okay? So look, let me put this out there in pieces for you. So this is what Keon basically is saying. Shout out to you, Keon, to get you listening, man, because I just love you. So what Keon says is that the reason why y'all are praying sometimes and your prayers ain't getting answered is because you're irresponsible. Okay, now look, like I said, this is just a touch of day. Let me break this down to you, okay? Now, irresponsible, okay, means let's go to the definition. Let's go over here to the left, to the left, to the left, and do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Okay, look, the definition is not showing a proper sense of responsibility. Okay, any of y'all out there going through that? Like you just ain't showing proper sense of responsibility. You know, that's irresponsible, okay? Here's another way to define irresponsibility. Reckless, careless. Like you could care less about certain stuff. All right now. Okay, so he says because you guys are irresponsible. Basically, you could care less. All right, but we're going to look at irresponsible. What irresponsible has in it is the word respond. Okay, so you guys are out here, you know, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, praying to something that you feel is higher than you. And sometimes you get a little something back. Okay, now look, this is just Tessa J. Follow me. I'll put this out in pieces for you. So what you get back is you get a respond. But you think that your prayers aren't getting answered, but God is like trying to show you, you know, trying to tell you something. You know, this higher power that you guys are praying to that's above you. Okay, so look, let's look at it like this. All right, God, I need a new job. Oh my God, I need a new job. This job is jacked up. These people out here acting crazy with this COVID. Or I lost a job. God, give me a new job. Okay, I need more money now. Things ain't right. You know, please, you know, unemployment ain't coming through, whatever it is. But you need this. Right? And God is like, well, look, I need you to go over here and I need you to apply right here. You know, but when you apply right there, you will have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this, you have to do that. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you know, you feel it. Like, I got to go over here, I got to do this, I got to do that. Like, you know, God laid something on your heart, you know, or the higher power, whatever you want to call it, something that's greater than you that you're praying to. Okay? It's letting you know, why don't you do this or do that, whatever. But you're not responding to it because you're irresponsible. Okay? Think about that. So, how can you have that responsibility? How can God give you that responsibility if you're irresponsible and you don't respond to what he's saying? So, Keon was saying that's why your prayers ain't getting answered. Because he's putting it out there in pieces for you, baby, but you are choosing and picking what it is that you want to respond to. You know, and let's take a look at it like this. Y'all know we always be in the Love Doctor series. You know, I continue the Love Doctor series all year long. You know, that's when I talk about love and relationships and stuff like that. You know, I touch on it. Let's say this, you in a relationship. Okay. You know you ain't supposed to be in that relationship. Come on, Dad. This is just a touch of that, baby. You know everything and anything that's going on, it really ain't right. You see all the red flags, okay? You praying, oh, Lord, God, just get me out of this, okay? God, like, look, there you go. There's a door open right there for you. But you like, I don't know. Because I don't know what's on the other side of it. Or God is like, you know you ain't supposed to be with this person because you're supposed to be with that person. But you like this, you know what? You know, I don't really know about that because I don't know what's on the other side of it. I'm comfortable. You know, we're comfortable with our past. You know, we're comfortable with being in the situation that we are in because we know the outcome. Okay? But God might be trying to tell you, no, it's this right here. But, you know, since you're irresponsible, you're not responding to what he's showing you. So how can all right, y'all, I was interrupted. Y'all know when I'm dropping a dime on y'all. That, you know, enemy always trying to come up, you know, when it's a good one, you know, when something happens. If y'all been listening to me for over almost like these 2 years, you know when I'm dropping a real dime on you, something always happening. So look, this is just a touch of day. Let's get back to the pieces, okay? You're in this relationship and you're not responding. I don't know who this is for, because look, this must be for somebody, okay? But you're not responding, okay? I left off somewhere around there, okay? You're not responding to what God is trying to show you. He's trying to say, listen, this is the person you should be with. This is what's going on. But no, you don't want to. You don't want to. How can he give you the responsibility of the good thing that you may be praying for that you may want if you're not responding because you're irresponsible? Respond is irresponsible. Okay, irresponsible, okay? You have to respond to be responsible, okay? To get the responsibility. You understand what I'm saying? So while y'all are out there, okay, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, praying, you know, if you're on your hands and knees, laying prostrate, I don't know what you got going on. You fasting, you like, look, I'm going to get a prayer through. Okay, God, please. You know, you are like, fix my life. Or you might be going through depression or something. I don't know what you got going on. The kids ain't acting right. Your adult children, your young children. Stuff is going on in your life. You know? Like, you need just such a guy. You need just such a something to come around and just make it right because you're praying about it. You know, and Keon said, the reason why you ain't getting that what you need could be because you're not responding to what God is trying to show you. Or he's trying to put out there in pieces for you, baby. And you got to respond to it. You can't ignore it. Oh my God, this is just such a shit, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. You can't, okay? You can't ignore it, okay? Like, oh, I had a dream, but God told me this and told me that, you know, in my dream, you know. But then you got to go talk to like a million people about it. Well, listen, what you think about this, you know, and what you think about that? You know, God, give me a sign. I came to you, I tried to give you a sign, but you don't want to believe it. And you know what that's about? Your belief system. And let me drop a dime on y'all, okay? That is part of my transforming of the renewing of the mind challenge. We have been watching T.D. Jakes Believe and Keon Henderson's Dealing with Difficult People, okay? We've been watching that every day. I am on day, like I said, 102, okay? Because it's all about your belief system. You got to understand that. That's why you ain't getting what it is that you need. Could be, perhaps. You know, could be, perhaps. Because what you believe. What is it that you believe? Do you believe that you can get a better job? Huh? Do you believe that? Do you believe that you're going to get a better job and everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to work out? And you're going to do what it is that you do that you do? Or no, you don't. You talk yourself out of it. You self-sabotage it. What is it that you're out there doing? Because it's all about what you believe. You praying, right? Because it's something going on right now. But you really don't believe in what you're praying for. And then you want to know why you really didn't get it. Like this higher power that you're going to, okay? That you're like, you know, dropping on your knees. Oh, please, you know, God or the higher power, the universe. Whatever you think that is above you, you're out here giving all this energy to it, but you really don't believe that you're going to get it. You're not even responding to the things that God's putting out there in pieces for you, baby. I need y'all to reevaluate your decision-making process, please. This is just a touch of shit, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay? It's all about you at the end of the day. All right? What is it that you believe? Because that is what you're responding to. Okay, look, let me try it like this. Okay, I feel like I need to skate on over to the right, to the left, to the left. You know, I gotta get y'all to get this right here. Cause somebody needs this. Okay. Remember I told you, and I did the podcast just a minute ago, okay? It was about the little one I did Inspirational Tuesday when I went into the Bible and I actually picked some stuff. All right. And I was talking to y'all about Jacob and Esau and how Esau gave his birthright to like a bowl of soup because he didn't believe and he didn't care about his birthrights. I also was talking about the woman at the well, okay? The woman at the well, you know, she's a Samaritan woman, okay? She's at the well. Y'all got to check out the podcast because I ain't going through all that. But basically, you know, God comes to her, you know, Jesus comes to her and he put it out there in pieces for her. He started asking her questions, right? And he had to go ahead, you know, asking some tough ones, like, you know, where your husband is and stuff like that, okay? And she, you know, told the truth, all right? And when she told the truth, he told her back the truth too. And she's like, oh my gosh, how did you know that about me? You understand what I'm saying? Think about this, come on. Because God, sometimes he's trying to put out there pieces for you. And you praying about all this stuff. He's like, okay, this is what you need to do. This is what I know about you. Let me help you with these pieces. Okay? And we don't want to believe. But what she did was, she believed so much, she started telling everybody about him. Like, how I be telling you all about him? Because I believe. Okay, so some of y'all just need to get your belief system together. Okay, she had to pick her senator Messiah. Y'all are picking y'all the Messiah right now, or you all down on them knees because you got all this going on in your life, but then you don't live out what you believe. You understand what I'm saying? That you're irresponsible in your belief system because you're not responding to what it is that you say that you believe because you don't really believe it. And it's just touch it, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. I really am. Okay. You have to respond. You just don't get things in life. They just don't drop out there like that. Sometimes they do, but you know what I'm saying. Okay. You have to believe. And I will tell you again, like Moses. Oh my gosh, Moses. Okay. Moses was like, they will not believe me. God told him to go tell his people something. Okay, look, go ahead, lead my peoples, and I need you to go ahead and tell them, okay, what it is that I need you to tell them, because I need you to lead them. But he had a speech impediment. He had something wrong with him. He was all jacked up. He was scared to put his pieces out there because of what they would think. So he was like, they ain't going to believe me. God ignored what he said. He ignored that because he knew, all right, from the passage, go ahead and read it, that wasn't probably what they were thinking. It was how Moses saw himself. Are you believing in what you're praying for? Really? Like, seriously, you really believing in this? Oh, I want God to fix my marriage. Do you really want it fixed? Seriously. Oh, I need a new job. Do you really want to leave the one that you have, that you're comfortable at, that you've been with, but you know they lowballing you, ain't getting no money? I need God to help me with my children, but you ain't investing in it. You're not doing anything. You're irresponsible when it comes to helping them and guiding them through life, giving them the proper pieces. I mean, I'm just saying, you have to believe. Because if you're not believing, you're not responding to being responsible about the things that you're praying for. And that's why sometimes you don't get what it is that you need. You only get it when you're ready for it. It's a little post they got out on social media. You know, they be floating around, little meme and stuff. How you get things when you're ready for them. It says something like, I didn't get anything that I was supposed to have until I was ready for it. And this is just a touch of day. I know about them pieces, baby. So, look, that's the end of the podcast. I don't have much to tell you. I don't know who is going through this. But God said you got to go ahead and drop a dime on them because they don't understand that it's about their belief system and what they believe. They're praying and they're doing all this stuff and they want me to help them out in life. Life a mess. I don't know who this for, but your life ain't too thorough and wise right now. Okay? Your life is not that thorough and wise, and we all got some issues. Everybody. But you, like, you going through a couple things. Okay? And you trying to figure out, why ain't this working? Why ain't that working? Do you really believe in you? All things are possible to those who believe. Do you really believe that if God blesses you with this job, that you'll actually keep it? That if God blesses you with this amazing man or woman and this is the relationship that you always wanted, or that he's going to fix it, do you really believe that you can do it? Do you? Do you really believe, you know, in these things that you're praying for? Because you have to respond to the things that he may be showing you to make everything okay. But if you don't respond to it, you keep on second guessing, you're not doing what it is that you should do, that you know you should do, self-sabotaging it, or whatever it is that you are doing, how is it that it could work? How can God strengthen an eye that can't do? You know, listen, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's what our Christian belief is. I can do. How can God strengthen an eye that can't do? Okay? One thing he can't use is your unbelief. Because anybody could tell you anything, but if you don't believe it, you can get on your hands and your knees and you could cry out to the universe, to whatever it is, this higher power. But if you do not believe and really believe, who can you blame but yourself? Because God can give you everything. And if you don't want to respond to it, or you're not responding correctly by being irresponsible, it says a lot about you. Okay? A lot about you. You know what Keon said? I'm going to leave y'all with this. I'm posting it on my page. This is what he says. Irresponsible means that you don't respond. Okay? All right? And you know what else he said? That it might be because you are so callous in your perception. It might really be that you're just that callous, that shallow-minded. Like you can't see past your own perception. This is just a touch of Jay. You know, I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. You're only going to respond to the things, right, that you believe about you, about, you know, just different stuff. That's what you're going to respond to. But sometimes our perception is just messed up. You know, our head's not together. That's why we're doing the transforming and the renewing of the mind. And we can't see. We can't get the information that we need because our perception is messed up. This is just a touch of your baby. I swear I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Y'all got to get your mind right. Okay? And I can tell you this because I had to get mine together. Look, chill. I had a lot of pieces that was going on. Okay? I can tell you this. I know you were out there going through some stuff. But all things are possible to those that believe. You got to make sure that your thinking is correct so that you can go ahead and respond to the things that God is giving you when you're praying for them. Okay? Because if not, you won't get the responsibility because you're not responding to the right things. I'm going to tell you one more thing. That's it. Then I'm out of here. I swear. Okay. In that last podcast that I did, you know, the one when I read the Bible and I told you all about, you know, Esau. And I told you also about the prodigal son. The prodigal son had an issue with, you know, prodigal living. He was out there doing what it is that he do, that he do, that he do. Like, straight went to his dad. Like, listen, dad, I need you to give me all of my inheritance, give me my part. And he went out there. He was in the world just doing worldly things, you know. You know, messing with this person, messing with that person. You know, who knows what he was doing. He was out there spending his money. He just thought he was that person, okay. Then something happened. A famine came. Like how we got COVID, okay. And he ran out his money. He had to work for less than what he was. I'm talking about he out there with the pigs. He even had to basically eat what they was eating, the pigs, when nobody there for him. He jacked up just going through. Okay? And what happened is when he came to himself, he was hungry, you know, and he came to himself in his hunger. All right? Now listen, I told y'all this is the best thing. I'm going to go ahead and put out the pieces for you. But how I did it, I wrapped it up and I twisted it for y'all. And I told y'all, sometimes we are hungry for the wrong things. So we respond to the wrong things. Okay, so look. All right? Get it. Okay? I'm about to drop a dime on you. Okay? You're down on your knees. I don't know. Or you're praying to this higher power, this universe. This thing that you believe is higher than you that can fix your life or whatever it is you got going on. Okay? But God's putting it out there in pieces for you so you can go ahead and respond to the right thing. But sometimes when we are in our flesh and our head ain't right and things like that, we respond to the wrong things. And that could be another reason why, too. That prayer ain't getting answered, you know, because you responded to the wrong thing. Irresponsible. It's about your response. But you only respond to what you believe. Gosh. Oh my gosh, I'm dropping dimes on you. I hope you're getting this. You only respond to what you believe. The answer is trusting what you're praying for. Trusting that you can accomplish it. Trusting that this higher power, whatever it is you want to call it, God, I call him my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, okay? But responding to what he's telling me. All right, God just said, before I go, I got to drop a dime on y'all about something. Okay, look, I got to tell y'all a testimony. I don't want to tell you, but he jumped in my spirit, lay it out there in peace for him. Bam. All right, so look. All right, he's talking about the app, okay? My Just Touch J app, just a little something, you know, put out there in pieces for y'all so y'all get some information, some thoroughness, some wiseness, okay? I remember when God showed me about this app, I said, you're going to have an app. And I'm like, what? He says, it's going to be black and green. I'm like, huh? You know? I said, you know, I believe in his word. So his word says, you know, when the vision comes, it's like I saw it. So when a vision comes, you have to write the vision down, make it plain. It may tarry, which means it might, you know, go a little slow, but it's going to come. He said, go ahead out there and tell people about it, because that's what the word says, but it's going to come. So, you know, he showed me exactly how it needed to be. I'm not lying to y'all, I swear. And I wrote it all out and everything, right? And then I prayed on it. I responded to what he gave me. Do you understand that? That is why there is a Just a Touch of J app, because I believed. Oh my gosh, I didn't be irresponsible and not respond. I believed. Are y'all getting this? Somebody is out there really going through. You're not responding. All you have to do is respond. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Y'all better check out TDJ's Believe. And believe. Respond to what he's given you. That's what you're praying for, right? Y'all can't miss these pieces. Y'all got to get these pieces. So look, I'm done. All right. I just tried to do what it is that I do that. I do that. I do that. He told me to tell y'all, whoever's supposed to get it, you got it. Okay. Now look, how y'all want me to end this? Huh? How y'all want me to end this? Y'all have heard the dog talking, the podcast, and cut off everything. But y'all know, look, I said the dog talking, the dog barking. I don't know what I said, child. But y'all know stuff be going on when I try to give y'all them good pieces, okay? So, mama got to get on up out of here. I don't have no more pieces left. So, how y'all want me to end this, huh? Y'all want me to do it with my Barry White, Janet Jackson voice? You know it's deep, but it's like sexy, baby. Y'all want me to do it like that? All right, look. Let me see if I can do it. You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? Oh my gosh, this is just a touch of J, baby. Yes. Y'all know I'm trying to put out here pieces for you, okay? So look, what is it that I tell you when I'm about to leave? All right. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't feeling wise. No, don't do that. All right. And if you out here being irresponsible, you make yourself feel thorough and wise. Seriously. Because how the heck you going to go ahead and pray for something, but then you don't want to respond to what God putting out there? It's like, okay, you know, I keep dangling in your face, but you not responding to it. But you complaining that the prayers and stuff ain't getting answered. Chill. Your life is a mess. And you know it is secretly. Like when you go home at night, like it ain't adding up. You're just like, I'm not happy. Come on now. You're doing all this other stuff trying to be happy, but it ain't working. No, this is just a touch of that, baby. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And please stop making yourself feel like that. For those of y'all who are out there doing it. Okay? Because some of y'all out there, y'all ain't going through nothing. Y'all chilling. Y'all like, that ain't for me. But, you know, thank you for the pieces. I'm going to go ahead and put them out there for somebody else. And thank you for that. Okay? Because the second thing I tell y'all is, that's all I'm trying to do is shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes. Let that little light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. All right? Yes, that's all you gotta do. Shine bright like a diamond. Just let that light shine. Okay? Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. All right? And the last thing that I tell y'all is, drum roll. The last thing I say is, spread love, man. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. That's it. That's all I'm trying to do. I try to do that. I answer to the call, you know, like Just Touch J app. I answered. And y'all got to answer too. So look, quick recap. And then I'm out of here. Some of y'all, not all of y'all, some of y'all out there going through some stuff, okay? I don't care if it's just one person out of the case, thousands and thousands of y'all that gets this. I don't, look, I'm just doing what God tell me to do. But somebody out there, y'all going through some. Okay, and what you're going through is that you're not responding to, you know, high power, whatever it is you want to call it, God, you know, universe, whatever you want to call it. Okay, you're not responding to that insight, that wisdom, that is getting put out there in pieces for you. Okay? You know what? You know, I don't know. I know I prayed about a job, but I don't know about that job right there. God, like, look, I need you to take this job because at that job, okay, this job right here that I need you to take that you prayed about, okay, you don't know that in a year you're going to be running that part of the company. But you looking at it like this, you know what? I ain't going to be able to do that. No, I don't think so. Or the relationship, you know, that you are in, that you know ain't thorough and ain't wise. You want it to be fixed. And God is like, I need you to do this. And you like, but they do this and they do that and they do this and they do that. And God's like, I don't care about that. I need you to do this. Because you don't know that they might deal with certain issues and things that they have going on. All you're doing is looking at the outside of it. You know, you're not responding correctly to what he's showing you. To what God is showing you. You're not responding. So how can you get the responsibility? Look, I'm up out of here, y'all. Look, that was just a quick recap. You got to respond correctly. Stop responding to the wrong things. Okay? Because it ain't nobody's fault. Unless God just like, you know what, I don't want to give it to you right now, you know, whatever, because, you know, you don't need it right now. Sometimes, you know, you just don't need it right now. You ain't ready. But at the end of the day, it's that you ain't ready. You're not responding to what's going on. Your belief system could be messed up. Could be a lot of stuff that's going on. But check yourself, because you really might be wrecking yourself. Okay? It's all about your belief system, what you believe. You know, if you're going through some stuff, check you out. Check you out. Yeah. Check you out daily. Check you out. You know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind and get yourself together. All right? So look, I'm about it here. I got to skate all over to the left, to the left, to the left. And do what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. This is just a touch of J, baby. I put it out there in pieces for you. Check me out. BeatBreakRadio.com. 12-ish, 12:30-ish. Monday through Friday. Okay. The Just a Touch of J podcast show. Check that out. Make sure y'all are up on the Just a Touch of J app. Make sure y'all are on Just a Touch of J, just the podcast, period. It's not on the radio. It's on iHeart. It's on Pandora. It's everywhere. It's on the Just a Touch of J app for free. Make sure y'all are checking out Making Love in V's Kitchen and Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, the Cookbook of Love on Facebook and Instagram. Okay, and my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Twitter, Tumblr, everywhere. Just Google Just a Touch of J, baby, because I'm putting it out there, even with my music. In pieces for you, baby. So look, I'm about here. What I've been telling y'all lately, I'll be back when I got something else to say.